Russia isn't the only foreign policy concern we face, despite the news of the past week. President Trump is about to visit numerous countries during his first trip abroad as president. He's considering a proposal to send thousands of U.S. troops to bolster Afghanistan's government. Eric Prince is a former Navy SEAL. He founded the private military company Blackwater. Some reports say that he was in the Seychelles recently to establish a back channel between Trump and the Russian government. He says that is untrue. He joins us tonight, but undeniably has views about Russia. How? Well, first of all, that's not true. The reports are not true.
Well, first of all, if there is this leftist conspiracy of this great Trump and Putin conspiracy, why would I have to be meeting with anybody in the Seychelles to establish a back channel anyway?
It's you could be meeting at Starbucks on Pennsylvania
Avenue.
It's
a self-defeating argument.
Good point. How should we see the Russians?
Look, the Russians suffer from Islamic terrorism as well, whether it's attacks in their subways, their schools. The Beslan massacre killed over 300 kids. They suffer from it as badly as we do. So that is actually one area of common interest that the United States, Western civilization, and Russia should have with the Russians.
That seems an obvious point. Trump ran on that point. A lot of people thought it was common sense. Why the resistance to that among foreign policy professionals in D.C.?
It's amazing. When I grew up in the Cold War, the left loved the USSR.
Yes.
Never wanted to, never criticized it ever. And now that you have a more authoritarian but not a communist running Russia, they are the bad guys. It's amazing how that works.
Is it because it's Eastern Orthodox, because it's an Orthodox country? Is it a religious question? I mean, what is that about?
They're not embracing the leftist worldview, I guess. I mean, this rush to judgment by the left, I guess, is kind of perfect for the Democratic Party, the party of lynch mobs and Jim Crow laws, rushing to judgment without much fact.